It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week, starring Don Novello as Galileo.
In our last episode, that no good nincompoop, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget had made a time and space jump to the city of Arcetri, Italy, in the year 1623. Dr. Steve planned on stealing the last copy of Galileo's famous book about the Earth rotating around the sun and change it to say that the entire universe revolves around him. Meanwhile, our heroes are just finishing their repairs on their faithful robot companion Chips, who had been recently malfunctioning due to a soda that was spilled on him.
Okay, two more hammer blows and... There we are, good as new.
I can understand him a little better now. He said, Floyd, Doctor, you think.
Oh, okay, hold on. There we go.
Well, that time he said thank you, Dr. Floyd, but with an English accent.
Well, it'll have to do for now. We don't have any more time to waste. Chips, take us to Dr. Steve, and quick!
He says, right, my old chap, follow me.
Blimey, I heard him, Dr. Grant. Let's go!
Our heroes quickly run to Galileo's house and peek in an open window where they see Dr. Stephen Fidget and two Roman guards watching Galileo rifling through his desk drawers looking for something to sign an autograph with.
I have no pen to sign it with. Where's my favorite writing utensil? I've lost my trusty plume. Well, I guess I gotta get another one. Now I need to have the ink. Where's my trusty ink? Oh. Okay, I'm ready. Here it is, Galileo. Galileo is very easy to spell because my first name and last name almost the same, except one is O.
Yes, I can see.
A lot of people call me Galileo, Galileo. Yes, you got me mixed up with somebody, you know. Because they put last name first, I put last name, first name, last. Said, that's your first or last? I said, it's one as O.
Yes, now are you...
Some people Galileo, you know, like O is my middle initial.
Right, I am.
Galileo is my full name, two G's.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Galilee. Now, you're sure that this is the only copy of your book that's left, right?
Yeah, that's the last one. They destroyed all of the other ones after my trial. Nobody wants to believe that the Earth revolves around the sun. So, I said, okay, it doesn't, all right? You feel better now? You know, I wish that I only said, I believe the Earth revolves around the sky. That would have given me something to ponder, but... I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter after all.
Just then, our heroes burst through the door.
No, Mr. Galilee, you can't give him that book.
Hey, you guys can't just come barging in here.
Yeah, let's get him.
Hey, nice suit you got on there.
Yeah, and I love those hats.
I only wear this when I don't have anything else to wear.
Oh, I just threw this on this morning. You boneheads, it's obvious that these people are just evil thugs here to steal something to sell on eBay. Grab them. Hey, did you just call us boneheads?
Yeah, we got feelings, you know.
Oh, brother. Here, Fidget, take the book. Time for Plan B.
Plan B?
Yes, run, Fidget, run.
Quick, Chips, get him.
Wow, Dr. Floyd, you really did some major modifications on Chips, and all with a hammer, too! Look at him go!
Everyone pours out of the house to watch Chips chasing Fidget around the yard while Dr. Steve slips away to warm up his time and spaceship. Just as Chips is about to catch Fidget, Fidget pulls a sock-shaped rocket pack out of his pocket and straps it onto his back.
Where do you get a sock-shaped jetpack from?
I don't know.
Here they come again!
They sure are fast!
Right you are, Dr. Grant! Turn left! Turn left!
No! Turn right! Turn right! Look out, Fidget!
Why are you rooting for Fidget?
Well, he's kind of cute.
Yeah, but we need to get that book back!
Just as Fidget is about to reach the time and spaceship and make a clean getaway, his jetpack starts to run out of gas. He slows down just enough for Chips to pull up beside him and grab the precious book out of his little hands. Chips did it, Dr. Floyd!
Yep, he sure did. The little guy really pulled through for us. Way to go, you little whippersnapper!
What is that? What do you call it, that little flying box?
Oh, that?
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, of course, a vacuum cleaner. I should have recognized it. But tell me, Why are you so concerned about getting my book back? I'm not even allowed to publish it anymore.
Well, it's just a very important piece of work, Mr. Galilee. You'll just have to trust me on that. So don't ever give up on your ideas. Someday your work will be taken seriously and the whole world will know the truth. Except for a few dopes here and there who believe the universe revolves around them.
Yeah, Mr. Galilee, your work will be a very important foundation in the area of astronomy. And eventually, everyone will know that the Earth revolves around the sun.
What? Wait a minute. You didn't just say the Earth revolves around the sun, did you?
Oh, no, of course not. Say, do you guys work out? Have you ever seen muscles like those, Dr. Grant?
No, Dr. Floyd. Those guys are yoked.
Oh, cut it out. Geez, you guys are crazy. Get out of here.
Okay, see you later. Goodbye, Galileo. Keep your chin up. Come on, Dr. Grant. Let's go. Quick.
Yeah, bye. Nice to meet you, Mr. Galilee. And you two guys are the greatest.
Hey, get out of here. Hey, bunch of knuckleheads.
You guys.
All right, Mr. Galileo. Get back inside the house now.
Hey, come on. Let me just stay outside a little bit longer, huh? Come on. Hey, did I ever tell you guys that you are my favorite guards?
What?
Of all of the guards, you're my favorite.
Hey, now, don't try any of that flattery stuff on us. It ain't gonna work.
It's not the flattery. Hey, you have a great voice. Anybody ever tell you that?
That's very nice you to say. You know, my father, he was a singer.
All right,
often...
Frank, knock it off. Come on, back inside, Mr. Galilee.
Hey, wait, you really got nice shiny boots. How did you shine so nice?
Thanks. I use this stuff called boot shine. It's made out of goat saliva.
Tony, we gotta get him back inside. We're gonna get in trouble.
Hey, did you get a new haircut? You get a little sun?
Well, I did go to the beach yesterday afternoon.
Frank, you're doing it again. Come on, you guys. Let's go inside.
Come on, let me stay a little bit long. I want to see the sun set. You know, see if it's setting in the right place tonight.
You can watch it from the window. Now, get inside.
Man, it's just 5 minutes more, you know, till the first star comes out. I'll tell you its name.
That would be nice. You know, I've always wondered what
No. Inside.
I'll go right. Okay, I'm going back in. Hey, wait a minute. I got to tie my shoelace.
You're wearing sandals, Mr. Galileo.
Well, I have to pretend I'm doing a shoelace.
Yeah, right. In you go. Come on.
Is that the Big Dipper?
Where? I don't see nothing.
As the guards try to wrangle Galileo back into his house, let's check in with our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips, who are just returning to their time and spaceship.
You were really impressive back there, Chips.
Uh-oh, sounds like that chase took a lot out of Chips, Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Grant, quick! Power Chips down and open up his back panel. Looks like I'll have to do some work on the inside.
Dr. Floyd quickly works on scraping out all the remaining soda from inside Chips. In a few moments, Chips is good as new, and Dr. Floyd closes the back panel of the little robot.
Okay, that should do it, Dr. Grant. Boot him back up. There you are, Chips. How do you feel now?
I feel much better, Dr. Floyd. Thank you.
Wow, I didn't know Chips could speak English.
Yeah, he really is an amazing little dude.
Not only am I amazing, Dr. Floyd, I'm also not a dude. Amazing little dudette would be more appropriate, I think. No.
What an interesting development. Not only can that plucky little robot Chips talk, but he has also revealed that he is not a he, but a she. Just what does this stunning revelation mean to our story? Will Chips' ability to talk enable her to reveal the mystery of where she comes from? And will Fidget remember to fill the gas tank on his little sock-shaped rocket pack?
Oh, yeah, now you can.
Find out the answers to these questions in the next exciting season of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
This episode also starred Maura Quirk as Chips.